This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Is Doctor Who?
Well, wow. That's all I can say, Andrew, is
Doc
wow.
Doctor Who.
Welcome, everybody, to another slightly unusual start to Generation Fusion.
Ba, 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 ba. You meant to talk while I do that.
I don't think I can. Andrew's in a very happy mute.
Fine, you today. Do it and I'll do it.
No. We're having another episode of Generation Fusion. Mm-hmm. We are carrying on our conversation.
You said it like, not another one.
I'm so confused at the moment.
You said it like, oh, not another one.
Oh, man. I was just so thrown off by your enthusiastic
intro. Don't worry, I was too. I was too.
You are Andrew Zambezos, and you are one of the hosts.
Really?
And I am Amanda Zambezos, and I'm one of the other hosts.
No way. Seriously? You're not joking with me?
You wouldn't believe it, but Andrew is at high school. He's coming to the end of his academic year, and I think it's showing.
Well, the end of the academic year is also the end of the year.
Exactly.
Unlike Americans, where the end of the academic year is halfway through the middle of the year.
Yeah. So, Andrew, tell us, what is our topic of interest today?
You couldn't guess why the musical played at the beginning of my mouth.
Yeah, I could, but let's tell the audience.
I did say Doctor Who at the very beginning as well.
You did.
But first of all, Palmerston North Brass Band.
Yes, that's a pretty thing. Important...
It's a thing that's part of Palmerston North.
It is, and it's a pretty exciting time of the year for the Palmerston North Brass Band. And why is that, Andrew?
They got a B-flat tuba player.
Yeah.
Which is me.
I think there's a bit more than just general excitement about you playing in the brass. There's something else happening. What is it, Andrew?
I can play the tuba really well.
And I can see that Andrew's not going to buy into that and help me out at all.
We have a thing called concerts and stuff.
Yes. And so on what day, Andrew?
Oh, well, there's multiple days, actually.
No, I'm talking about the combined concert.
There is the 26th of November.
That is the combined concert with Palmerston North Brass and Fielding Brass.
And then we got...
you got to wait, because that's next Saturday, 26th of November, at 7:30 at... Can I remember where it is?
The Central Baptist Church on Church Street.
Thank you very much. It does cost $10
for waged. Opposite the warehouse.
$5 for unwaged, and children under 10 are
What is waged free. And unwaged?
Well, people who earn income and people who don't. So you obviously. Are unwaged and I am waged.
Oh, okay.
They do have door sales, and supper is part of your entry cost. So there is a supper on halfway.
You're eating off our plates.
It's called intermission. Yeah. And if you want to hear Andrew play.
I don't think you do, though.
Prior to that, he will be playing with the Palmerston North Brass Academy Band, who are on stage at 6:40.
Yeah, an end-of-year concert.
That's right. So that is pretty exciting. So Andrew's in both of those concerts. But what other concerts are Palmerston North Brass Band doing as well, Andrew?
We are caroling.
Andrew's quite excited
about this. It's not
really
a concert, it's caroling.
Yes, it is. It's when a smaller number of players, an ensemble group from the brass band, get together and go play Christmas carols.
Music.
Actually, there is a giveaway. I'm hoping Yes, the give. I was thinking if when this comes out with the giveaway, will still be open, and it will be. That's if you go to the Palmerston North Brass Band page, you could.
Which is facebook.com/ Palmy Brass or Palmerston North Brass Band.
And you could actually win a live Christmas carol event performed by an ensemble from the Palmerston North Brass Band. So this closes on Friday 2nd of December at 8 p.m. So you could be truly blessed and have Andrew and I turn up
at your doorstep.
At your doorstep to play if we're on the night that it is on our scheduled night. So it says here, one lucky winner will get a free performance of classic Christmas carols by an ensemble from the Palmerston North Brass Band at your home or workplace. Don't leave it up to chance. There's also an auction for auctioning off a Christmas carol performance on Trade Me.
So set up a block party.
Yeah.
And we'll come along and we'll play.
Yeah. The live performance will be about 20 to 30 minutes, and we usually only perform...
Get the Christmas tree out, get the appetizers out, get the light beer out, the diet beer out.
And we usually perform evenings and in the weekends. So, hey, keep an eye out for us. And about in Palmerston North, you might spot us.
Walking and looking very sad because we are sometimes.
We're sad.
Walking.
Oh, walking, but not looking sad.
I mean, I look sad when I walk, but for obvious reasons.
Oh.
So, I have a broken foot.
You and your broken foot. Moving right on to our topic of interest. Last week, we were talking a little bit about Doctor Who. We didn't get very far into Doctor Who.
We didn't even talk about a new RTD series.
Ready to Drink?
Russell T. Davis.
Oh, I was thinking, what's that? No, we didn't even really talk about...
Yeah, the Doctor's always drunk alcohol.
The power of the Doctor. The
Chris Chibnall loves the power of... There's the power of the Daleks.
The power of the Doctor.
The power of the Doctor.
You're just trying to remember them now and you can't.
Those are the only two.
Yeah. But we were very lucky. We did see Power of the Doctor.
Or should I say Power of the Doctors.
And I have to say I did enjoy it. I have enjoyed the Master.
Oh,
okay. Sacha Dhawan, I think.
Sacha Dhawan.
I think he's been a very good Doctor. I really enjoyed his performance. Not Doctor.
I was about to say, I mean, he could be a good Doctor, but he's a better psychopath.
He is. He is a very good Master. I think that's a part that is actually... And Missy, I mean, I'm just reflecting back on the actors who have played the Master, I think, even though Missy wasn't really the Doctor... I'm not doing very well today. I think she really was representing the Master.
And also she could come back because we don't actually know where in the regeneration cycle she falls.
No.
Because John Sims, who played the Master before her, his Master actually died. But the Master's known for coming back. But actually, yes. Usually it's explained.
Well, that's right. So, but no, I have actually really enjoyed it. And I hope he gets to continue on for a bit longer as the Master because he's got quite a nice, manipulative, engaging. In a way, he's one of those villains who you quite sort of like, but you also know that he's a bad guy.
Yeah. And every time an actor's about to leave Doctor Who, they think to themselves, should I stay or should I go?
Oh, you're on form, Andrew.
Yeah. Should I stay or should I go by The Clash?
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble, and if I stay it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest
us. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble, and if I stay it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble,
and I'm back, and Mum didn't know that.
I heard you.
It's because I stopped the mute. It's because I put the microphones on, which stops the speakers.
I know that caught me out. But do you know what? Do you want to know what I'm doing?
Too busy texting.
No, I am actually. I am actually texting.
No way, you are. You're actually texting
because we had band practice at school today, and we were sitting around talking about songs we should do for the staff function at the end of the year.
And this was one of them?
And I thought, oh, this one. I reckon this would be a really cool song to do. And so I'm just texting Mr. Minchin to say, what do you think of this one?
You were too bad. We got a radio show to do.
So I just had to do it.
Do you have anyone on drums?
Yes, Mrs.
Mum.
Yeah.
Doing radio show here.
Yes, we do. We have Fire Vicky on the drums. We have Fire Vicky on the drums, yeah, Mr. Kennedy on guitar, lead guitar, electric guitar, Mr. Minchin on acoustic guitar, Mr. Lobb on acoustic guitar, me on the bass, Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Lobb and Mr. Minchin on Mr. Minchin and Mr. Lobb on vocals with some backup support from Vicky.
Too many guitars.
Well, that's what I play. And I just realised I sent the text without finishing it, and he'll be going, what?
We'll do that. Okay.
I shouldn't text and try to
talk. I'll find when I talk and text, I end up texting what I want to say out loud.
And I can't think, and so I wrote half a text and sent it, and then realised Mr. Minchin's not going to have a clue. The first part of the text said, at the radio station, recording episode with Andrew's just played, should I stay or should I go by The Clash, and just sent that without saying, do you think we should play this for the staff band?
Okay.
Oh, man. So before we went, before that.
Sasha.
Oh, he is.
The one.
Yeah. He is a great character for the master. And I think he really added a
little
bit.
Better Sasha than that other dude, Bowen Cohen, that played ball, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think he'd be a great master.
No.
But The other thing, so they've got the master in this, had to have the master in this episode. They had to have the Daleks.
Had to have a little bit of history.
Had to have the Cybermen. And they had to bring back, and they brought back, two of the Doctor's former companions.
Yes.
Tegan Ace. And Ace. And I...
Which ones do you remember?
I remember Tegan.
Yeah.
And I remember her quite well, and Ace a little bit, but I'm
Ace
not...
was the seventh Doctor. You don't seem like a seventh Doctor person.
Well, who was the seventh Doctor?
Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah, no, I didn't really enjoy him much. So I'm picking that. I really didn't. But I read Tegan. She played quite a big part.
Which
in
Doctor was she?
She. Oh, I can't remember which.
I have a feeling she might have been the third or sixth Doctor.
Something like that. Right. Yeah, but she played quite a prominent part. Yeah. I'm just laughing because...
You were not laughing then. You were smiling.
I was laughing internally and smiling.
This is the worst episode we've ever done because there's too much dead time.
No, because I was laughing because I forgot that in the episode there were paintings that were defaced by the master and he put his face in them as Rasputin.
Putin.
Yeah. I've forgotten about that. I thought, oh, that was so clever.
Then you did a dance segment, which everyone seemed to love, and in fact, they would have liked a longer version of it.
Yeah, but I wasn't overly fussed.
I liked it. It was funny. Yeah. It suited his incarnation of the master.
Well, I suppose so.
Because his incarnation is of the master isn't a psychopath like the rest of them.
No.
Well, he is, but he's more like a realistic psychopath.
He's more of a con man, very convincing in his role as being a typical normal person.
He can be a normal person, as we know from one of the first, the Doctor's very first episode.
Yes.
Where he pretended to be O.
Yes. Yes, and he can be so convincing, but he has that element of... well, as you say, psycho. That
well, he is a psycho. He is.
And he can't help himself. He's such a narcissist.
Mom, I'm afraid this might have to be a three-parter.
Well, it's been an enjoyable episode. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
We might have to get special dispensation, make our Doctor Who episodes an hour long.
Oh, man. As you can tell, it's something Andrew and I both enjoy talking about. Yeah. And
we might just turn this into a Doctor Who show.
Oh, I think.
The Doctor Talk.
Well, it's certainly something that's entertaining. And I just love the sort of humour that they have in Doctor Who.
Yes.
And I think the times you don't enjoy the Doctor so much is when he doesn't have that touch of humour.
The Doctor needs someone to bounce off.
Yeah, and I don't think we got that. I know I really, really liked, who was the Doctor who rebooted the modern Doctor?
Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah, I love Christopher Eccleston, and I thought he was a great Doctor. But not many people did, and I think it was probably because he didn't have...
Well, he didn't get much time to get to know him.
No, and he didn't have that quirky sense of humour. He had a sense of humour, but it was quite dry.
He was quirky and he had a sense of humour, but he didn't have a quirky sense of humour.
Exactly, and I think that was the problem.
You have to be quirky and you have to have a sense of humour.
Yes.
But he didn't have a quirky sense of humour.
Yeah, no, you nailed it right there, Andrew. I agree with you completely. But I
don't hear that often.
But I did love Christopher Eccleston as a doctor. He would have to be one of my favourite doctors. And I know that you look at me and think, but why? But... I think it's probably because he rebooted the series. He brought back a bit of the drama.
After 17 years, not counting the movie. Very good movie, though.
Yeah, exactly. And he brought back a real element of what was special to Doctor Who. And I think he had a really hard job because he had to reboot it. And if he hadn't been successful, it wouldn't have survived. So it's a bit like when you have a prime minister who... It takes over during another Prime Minister's...
Liz Truss.
Yeah.
Rishi Sunak.
Yes, and, you know, it's really hard for them to have a long reign, but they have just what they need just to get it moving a little bit. So, yeah, no, I've thoroughly enjoyed the reboot of Doctor Who, and I think they've done a really good job of it. It's going to be interesting
to
see where
we go.
I'll
just keep talking. We're at 19 minutes. There's not enough time for this song. You just keep talking.
No.
There's no time for the song. You just keep talking.
Oh, no, don't. What do you mean it's 19 minutes?
We were 19 minutes and almost 20 minutes, and the song's 2 minutes.
But we go for 20.
25. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. You don't mess around with Jim. The doctor's never been called Jim, but you don't mess around with him. Song.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know?
And that was You Don't Mess Around With Jim by Jim Croce.
I love that song.
You're not going to text? You're going to get on your phone and text and leave me to do all the talking?
I didn't text, but I did go on Guitar Pro and look at the chords to see if it was something the band could play. And I reckon we could. I reckon Mr. Lord.
Is there a bass
sound,
for it?
I didn't see a bass, but I
can. All you have to do is just dong.
Well, as long as I know what the guitar chords are, I'm actually able to find my magic square.
Which is just simplified guitar chords that aren't chords. It's just like...
It just shows... I just play in a pattern and the chord, yeah. The chords...
This is a Doctor Who episode, and we've only got 2 minutes left.
Oh, no. It's all that talking that you do, Andrew.
A radio show, Mum. It's a podcast.
I have had a really enjoyed today's session, Andrew. It has been a lot of fun.
We'll be back next week finishing up Doctor Who, hopefully.
Well, you never know, in between now and then we might come up with something else to do, but I enjoy discussing.
We might have a guest next time and we might not talk about Doctor Who.
We might bring in Doctor Who himself.
Ugh.
Why?
There were multiple. There were 14 to be exact.
Well, wouldn't
but there's actually 15 because of the War Doctor, but he's dead, so.
Well, but wouldn't you be amazed if we had an episode and David Tennant came?
I don't think he's ever been to New Zealand.
Oh, I know, but that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell everybody where they can find us, Andrew.
You can find us at 1462 Marlborough Lane. I'm just saying, yeah, that's not, I don't even think there's a Marlborough Lane in Palmerston.
Well, I hope not.
Because we aren't there.
Sorry you to can, the people who do live there.
You can find us digitally on Google Maps.
Come on, you're going to run out of time soon.
You can find us on facebook.com/GenerationFusion or at GenerationFusionMPR or Instagram is at Generation_Fusion_MPR. Also, if you would like to listen to us in other places apart from, you know, on the radio on Tuesdays, you can go to www.mpr.co.nz/shows/fusion, or you can also go on Spotify and just search up Generation Fusion. And, you can also help us to continue to make content and continue to make better content by going to givealittle.co.nz/org/mpr. Thank you for listening. Mātiwa.
He kona mai.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.